Hello, Debbie speaking. Good, thanks. How are you? That's good. Yeah, that's okay. My footer. Oh. Yeah. Oh, okay. Is it? I'll get them to check that out. Oh, okay. Yeah, because I've had replies on my emails and yeah, it's not had that, so I wonder if it was just a glitch. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's okay. It's computers. That's okay. I have issued renewals because I didn't hear from you and I need to get them done. So it'll so you would have had the renewals from me and the premium funding offer I sent yesterday. So if any changes we do, it'll just be either an endorsement now. So I'll send you a client statement and redo the premium funding if there's any changes to the current premium. Yeah, we have time frames to get things down. If we don't, me just have a look. Sorry. Yes, it's coming back to me normal. It's weird. Yeah, I'll speak to our accounts. Yeah. No, that's all right. Let me jump into your policy so I've got everything in front of me. Oh, is it? Oh, lovely. Oh, yeah, we've had some. Yeah, we. Yeah. The next. Yeah. Did you? Yeah, we did that last year. All right. Do you want to start with the business? Yeah. All right. Yep. Okay, go for it. Yeah, just if you need to update anything, if anything from the current year is not going to roll. Okay. Does it always sit at that high, or is it normally a bit lower? It's just in like it fluctuates. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll up it to 600. That's fine. It's just basically, yeah, say a fire did go through and wipes you completely out. That's to get you back up, to what you had. And like you said, the chances of it happening, low, but it could happen. Oh, okay. Okay, I understand. But oh, okay. Were you able to move the stuff across, or you were able to, didn't have to? Oh, that's good. Fantastic. All right. Well, I'll do 600K. It shouldn't really change the premium too much, I don't think. Okay. So what are you thinking? 12, 12 mil. You probably want to up that a little bit more. That's all right. It's I can send you a I'll send you a form, and it gives you a like a really good breakdown so of what gross profit is, so that way you can look at your books and then you can work it out as to what you need against what your books are. Do you want me to send that through to you? Tells you what you need to look at. All right. I'll just put we'll just put a question mark on that for the moment. And then you just let me know when you have a look at it. All right, yep. Okay. Left. Yeah, these days you don't know. What are the is the chances of them just coming in just to steal the stock and go, how much would they be realistically be able to to grab and go? I mean, it's frozen food. It's not resellable, isn't it? If they did steal it, they'd have to have the right trucks to. But yeah, that's it. I mean, they do, I suppose they do know what they want, and your smokes and all your construction and all tools and stuff like that. They're big ticket items in that world. I mean, if they broke in, I'm just wondering, like, would it be in error that they think there's something more, that they've taken a couple of boxes, realized it's food, leave it. So if you don't want to go too high, because that will increase your premium a bit. I mean, you could take it maybe 20, 30. That was theft. Okay. That's the max. Five part-time casual. On that one, I don't know if you in my email, I put flood cover on there for you because you haven't had that in the past, and a lot of the insurers don't offer it, and they did. So I took it up on your behalf just to give you some protection, just in case something did happen. There was an extra charge for it if, So if you want me to remove it, I can. I just wanted to at least throw it on there before, in case it got revoked. So I thought I'll put it in. At least you've got it. We can take it out if you don't want it. But if you do want it, just in that one in 100 chance that, it's just, you just never know. I mean, some places that have never flooded have flooded these days, and when they're doing their flood prone areas, some of them go on, now they're throwing places that really have never flooded because only because they've got, a small little river or something that would never flood, but they're considering it to be flood prone because of all the floods that have happened. And that's so, yeah. It's just, it's one of those things. If Murphy's Law, if you don't have it, something happens that you never expect, and that can be quite damaging. So, yeah, all right, so we'll keep that in. Okay, so that's, yeah, a lot, your area, a lot didn't want to take it on. So, that's what I thought. I thought I'll throw the flood in because, if I can. Which basically says to us that obviously, and when a lot of insurers are declining, it's obviously a area that they don't want to target for the moment, so they step away a little bit, and then you'll find 12 months, 18 months, they'll go, okay, we're looking good in that, we want to get back into that market. Then they'll start, re-quoting and reassessing whether that's a situation or risk that they want to take back on. And this just happens all the time. So, but I mean, this one really take out the flood that I put in there. I think it only went up about $50, $60. So that was pretty good. So I didn't, wasn't too concerned about that, so that's good. So do you want to move on to machinery, or is there anything else? Machinery. Probably just your machine. Have you bought any new machinery that might increase that sum insured above the 1,000, 100,000? So that's just your blanket cover, 100,000, and then you've got your specified items. So you've got your chillers, but they are, let me think if I've got this right. They were already on there. There's landlords. They're not. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's they just include that in the wording. Yeah. No. No, I don't think so. Yeah. 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 Keep that. Okay. All right. No worries. All right. I'll email you across the attachment with the business interruption, just so it gives you a better understanding of your figures, so that you can look back over your books and see what you want to put that at. And it sort of gives you a breakdown of how it all operates and what you need to include into business op in interruption to see. There is on the installments, there is the interest that the finance company does charge. Okay, all right, I'll leave that off. Yeah, all right, cool. All right, I'll send that through so that you can have a look at the business interruption and come back to me with a figure. And once you've done that, I'll put everything back up and just send you an endorsement with a client statement. So just use the client statement because that will show the original premium that I sent with the changes and what that extra premium will be, and then it'll give you a grand total, and that's what you pay off the grand total on the client statement. Just makes it easier for you. Fantastic. All right, another year done. Oh, I know. When I was sitting there and I was like, oh my God, I felt like I'd just done it not that long ago that we spoke, and it's like it's been 12 months and it's just come so quickly. Yeah, I know. And yeah, it does feel like it. Yeah. Yes. And they. That's right. Yeah, I've read something similar. And that's why they said, like, for kids, the year goes so long because they haven't had all of these experiences. So everything is sort of kind of new to them. And that's why it feels like it drags. But yeah, for us, yeah, it's very true. Yeah, very true. So, yeah, so we're, yeah, just exactly. That's it. Has to be our new motto for next year. Was it? No. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, lovely. Yeah, Vegas is nice. Did you enjoy it? Oh, I know. I know. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. You do, yeah, you do. It, you're not doing it every day, so you just, you enjoy yourself and that. But there's just, yeah, there is. It's a big playground. There's so much to do there. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Yes, we did that. It was awesome. We didn't. No, we only went over. But I'm like, because we weren't gonna do that. We were actually gonna do. It was like. With the native Indians, and you walk down into a track thing down into the canyon. Yeah, and they incorrectly booked it. So we were on one side of the canyon and that was on the other side. So we had to go, okay, well, what else can we do? And then they said, we can, you can do a helicopter ride. And we're like, oh, okay. And we're so glad we did the helicopter ride than the other because the helicopter gave you such an expansive view of how big that thing is. Like without doing that, you still wouldn't have gauged how big it is and that. So yeah, so the helicopter. Exactly. So yeah, so we're glad that that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was one place I wanted to go to, but yeah, my brother's friends lived there and they said as a tourist, it's getting expensive because they. Yeah, exactly. That's good. Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's it. That's fantastic. All right. Well, I'll get this over to you, and if you've got any other questions, just give me a call, and we'll sort of nut it out together. AI. All right. Yeah, I can send that through. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I'll send that across to you. All right. Speak soon. That's okay. Thanks, Michael. Bye.